Working. Good morning. You guys want to scooch down? Okay. Ooh, sorry about that. So I ended up completely changing what I was going to do early this morning. So we'll see how this. So I'm going to need a couple of volunteers. Anybody? Emily? Okay. Okay. I'll need some more in just a minute. Okay, so this is going to be kind of fun. So what do we have here? Nope. Eggs. Okay, so I think I'm going to need you guys. I'll put it down here so you guys can realize. I need you to crack some eggs for me, okay? I'll put that towel down. Okay, so here we have some perfectly good eggs. I'll give one to you. And one to you.
Don't usually like
checking eggs. Okay. Now let's crack them right into here.
Don't usually like checking eggs.
Well, I can help you though. So just tap it on the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little harder. Okay, now open it right up. Oh, good job. Cool. Good job. Oh, see, that's perfect. That's perfect. Just leave it right there. We can take care of that. Let's put that over there. I'm going to put that over there.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay, so now we got some eggs in there. And this, we're going to mix them up. So why don't Emily, you hold on to the top. And you can spin it and see what happens. Just spin, 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 spin. Okay. Okay. That looks pretty good. We've got it all. We can tap it up. If you want, you can take that cloth and wipe your hands off there. Okay. So now I need a couple of other volunteers. Okay, Joshua and Spencer. Okay, you look like you guys are getting pretty strong. So, okay, I want you to take these eggs. Try to hold on to the ball. And here, you can take those shells. I'd like you to separate them back up and put them all back together. Just take the yolks. Separate them from the whites, put them back in the shells, and put it all back together. I think what do you think? How are you going to get the yolks separated from the whites? Ah, wow. That's kind of the illustration today. These eggs, it's kind of like it's like a mess right now, right? So these eggs, you guys can go sit back down for now. You can go sit back down. Thank you. But you go ahead. These eggs are kind of like our words. Once you say something, once those words come out of your mouth, it's almost impossible to put them back in. It's just like those eggs. We can make a mess of what we say, right? The things that we do. We can make a mess. Particularly, I want to just talk about three types of words today that we can generally fall into that can make a mess of things. The first one is rash words. Can anybody tell me what you think rash means? Well, I would say ultimately, yes. But rash words. When you think of rash word, well, that's a little different. Rash would be something that you say hastily and you say it without really thinking about it or without any kind of caution, right? It just comes right out. Have you ever been like somebody did something to you and you just, before you could even think of it, you just said something kind of mean and all of a sudden, hey, wish I could take that back. Well, you can't because they're all sitting there and all scrambled up in there. So what I'd like to think about is each of these words that I'm going to give you has an opposite that you could have chosen to do. So we have rash words that are very, very tasty. And I think of part of Proverbs 12:18. Says, there is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts. That doesn't sound very good, is it? You think about when you say something hastily or say something quickly without thinking, it's like taking a sword and jabbing it into somebody. It doesn't sound very nice, does it? The second word, Spencer already said it, was harsh. Harsh words. Can anybody give me a definition for harsh? It was a good... It's a good start. I think of harsh as being something that's very critical in a negative way, or something that tears down, that can really tear down. Does anybody hazard a guess of what verse I was thinking about that had to do with harsh words? Well, Proverbs 15:1. I'm just going to read. The second half is just a harsh word stirs up anger. So when you're negative and you're critical and you're responding to somebody in a critical way, like, it doesn't generally do much but cause more strife and more anger. And so third word, I think is very kind of common, is what I'd call flattering words. Now, flattering is a little bit more difficult to grasp, because flattering generally is you're saying one thing, but you're kind of meaning another. Usually flattering, you're trying to give somebody, you know, trying to falsely build them up or falsely say nice things, but really in your mind, you have another purpose. You have an ulterior motive. And a lot of times it's a selfish motive or a not very nice motive. And I was thinking of Psalm 55:21, which says, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Another reference to swords. Now, as I said before, these are words that we tend to, before we even think about it, we let them out, and we can't really take them back. And they all have a connotation of hurting somebody or causing strife or anger. But thankfully, each one of those has an opposite. So if you maybe name like some opposites, say like, what's the opposite of dark?
Light.
Light. Okay. So Tim, what's the opposite of cold? Okay. So we have these opposites. Now we had, our first word was rash. Now, when we think of rash being like hasty, the opposite of that would be, I would say, more cautious. But so if we look at that verse again, where it said there was one whose rash words or hasty, unthinking words are like sword thrusts, say the tongue who's, say the cautious person, that we think of them as kind of wise person, it says the tongue of the wise brings healing, right? So instead of a sword thrust, it's actually the words are healing words. Now, if we think about harsh words, we're probably pretty familiar with the way the verse is normally put in, but I'm just going to kind of flip it around so that I like to end on the positive side. So a harsh word stirs up anger. Harsh. Think of harsh, the opposite that you could say gentle or soft, right? A soft word turns away wrath. So if you think of that harsh word, before you finish that harsh word, think of a gentle word instead. We can kind of turn away that, right? Now, the flattering word is a little bit more difficult to, I think of what I was thinking of the of an opposite of flattering, because a flattering, in my mind, it's really kind of deceiving somebody. And so when you're deceiving somebody, you're faking it, right? And so I wanted to think of truthfulness. And there's a couple of verses that I had, but one of them was Proverbs 27:9. It just talks about, instead of that, you're kind of deceiving somebody. You're saying something nice about them, but you're really kind of thinking something not so nice. If you're a friend, right, you have good friends, and you should be helping each other. Sometimes there's a time when maybe they need some correction. Maybe you just need to say something truthful that later on, one of the verses was, you know, it was a rebuke now afterwards has a benefit. But this one also that I was thinking of, it talks about an ointment and perfume, something that smells nice, right? It's a delight to the heart, and sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. So that hearty counsel is truthfulness that I think, as opposed to this flattering. And above all, I just want you guys to know, like those eggs, you can't take back those words. You have a choice to make when you're talking to your friends, when you're talking to your parents, when you're talking to others you meet, to choose your words nicely and rightly. Because in other verses, words fitly spoken are like apples of gold and fittings of silver. It's a really beautiful thing. So you have a choice to destroy, or you have a choice to build up. You have a choice to discourage, or you have a choice to encourage. I really encourage you guys to make that good choice. Think about what you're saying, because we may have a mess here, right? These eggs. But it's a great thing that we serve a God who can take this mess, and instead of just putting it back into the eggs, we can just make something good out of it. You can bake it into a cake, you can make scrambled eggs or whatever. So God can take that, because there's times, you've said things, everybody's said things, and we can't really take those back. But we can, thankfully, over time, asking forgiveness and speaking rightly, God can take that and turn it into something good. So I just wanted to leave you with Ephesians 4:28. I was going to have Tim recite, but I forgot to ask him. Because you know it, I know you know. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. So let's think about that today, about our words, imparting grace. You're blessed to have lots of good friends. Let's remember to speak nicely that way. Thank you very much. You can go back to your seats.